हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांति। अथर्ववेदीये काटकशाखायां काटकोपनिषदि अथवा कठोपनिषदि प्रथमाध्याये द्वितीयावल्ली तस्य मन्त्रास् अन्यच्छेयोऽन्यदुतैव प्रेयस्ते उभे नानार्थे पुरुषंसि नीतः तयोः श्रेय आददानस्य साधु भवति हीयतेऽर्थाद्यौ प्रेयोरुनीते श्रेयश्च प्रेयश्च मनुष्यमेतस्तौ सम्परीत्य विविनक्ति धीरः श्रेयो हि धीरोऽभिप्रेयसोरुनीते प्रेयो मन्दो योगक्षेमाद्वृणीते सत्त्वं प्रियान् प्रियरूपांश्च कामान् अभिध्यायन् नचिकेतोऽत्यस्राक्षीः नैतां शृङ्काम् वित्तमयीमवाप्तो यस्याम् मज्जति बहवो मनुष्याः दूरमेते विपरीते विशोची अविद्याया च विद्येति ज्ञाता विद्याभिप्सिनम् नचिकेतसं मन्ये न त्वा कामा बहवो लोलुपन्त दूरमेते विपरीते विशोची। सो द्वितीया वल्ली सेकेंड सेक्शन वी आर सीइंग दि फोर्थ मंत्र आई एम जस्ट रीडिंग आई नो वी हैव कंप्लीटेड दिस आल्सो लिटरली मीन यू हैव सीन ऑलरेडी दूरमेते विपरीते विशोची अविद्याया च विद्येति ज्ञाता विद्याभिप्सिनम् नचिकेतसं मन्ये न त्वा कामा बहवो लोलुपन्त अविद्यायामन्तरे वर्तमाना स्वयं धीराः पण्डितम् मन्यमानाः दन्द्रम्यमाणाः पर्यन्ति मूढा अन्धेनैव नीयमाना यथान्धाः अविद्यायामन्तरे वर्तमाना स्वयं धीराः पण्डितम् मन्यमानाः दन्द्रम्यमाणाः पर्यन्ति मूढा अन्धेनैव नीयमाना यथान्धाः न साम्परायः प्रतिभाति बालम् प्रमाद्यन्तम् वित्तमोहेन मूढम् न साम्परायः प्रतिभाति मूलम् प्रमाद्यन्तम् वित्तमोहेन मूढम् अयल्लोको नास्ति पर इति माने पुनः पुनर्वशमापद्यते मे अयल्लोको नास्ति पर इति माने पुनः पुनर्वशमापद्यते मे न साम्परायः प्रतिभाति बालम् प्रमाद्यन्तम् वित्तमोहेन मूढम् अयल्लोको नास्ति पर इति माने पुनः पुनर्वशमापद्यते मे श्रवणायापि बहुभिर् यो न लभ्य शृण्वन्तोऽपि बहवो यन्न विद्युः आश्चर्यो वक्ता कुशलोऽस्य लब्धा आश्चर्यो ज्ञाता कुशलानुशिष्टः श्रवणायापि बहुभिर्यो न लभ्य शृण्वन्तोऽपि बहवो यन्न विद्युः आश्चर्यो वक्ता कुशलोऽस्य लब्धा आश्चर्यो ज्ञाता कुशलानुशिष्टः कुशलानुशिष्टः। सो अंटिल द सेवंथ मंत्र वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन द लिटरल मीनिंग्स। सो लॉर्ड यम हिमसेल्फ रिवीलिंग हिज ओन वर्ड्स how Nachiketas was dispassionate, and how Nachiketas was a person of discriminative understanding. And he himself praises Nachiketas, saying that he rejected all that objects of enjoyment which were offered to him, which other people would have easily been attracted towards them. So he said, Bhagavaha Manushyaha Yasyam Ajanti. Many other people always, they remain immersed, engrossed in the enjoyment of all those objects, which O Nachiketas, you simply rejected them. And having said that, he himself talked about Vidya and Avidya. And Vidya and Avidya, knowledge and ignorance, are far away from each other. They're two different, distinct disciplines. Disciplines are two different things, not disciplines, two different things. They're far away. And he said, why they're far away from each other? Because avidya will retain a person samsara, and vidya will help a person discover moksha as his own sarupam. So that is the big difference. Avidya will retain a person samsara, vidya will liberate a person. Avidya, because of avidya, a person will be deluded. A person of this knowledge will have the clarity of vision. Therefore, he can revel in the vision of fullness. Whereas a person of ignorance will be suffering in his world of samsara. Therefore, they're different. Whereas, and he himself said, hey Nachiketas, I understand very well, I have no doubt about you, that you are a Vidya Abhipsi. Vidyaya Abhipsi. You are an aspirer. You are an aspirant of knowledge. You are a seeker of knowledge, wisdom. And all these objects of enjoyment do not even disturb you at all, even slightly. Having said that, in the fifth mantra, we saw how people who do not have Purushartha Nischaya, who do not know moksha being the ultimate goal, therefore who do not know the value of jnanam, who do not become committed to the pursuit of jnanam, who remain totally immersed in ignorance, such people, they mistake themselves to be wise people, though they're ignorant, and thinking they are learned themselves. And such people, they go round and round, just as a blind person led by another blind person can never reach any destination, and he'll fall into the pit suffering. Similarly, this such a person, the young person who does not accept Shastram as the Pramanam, and who thinks himself an intelligent person, wise person, learned person, and who is guided by his own intellect, his own buddhi, his own understanding, his own ignorant intellect, person, like the blind person led by the blind, he will fall into the pit of samsara. He will remain in samsara. So the consequence of not accepting Shastram as the Pramanam and living one's life by one's own, following one's own intellect, will lead in a person samsara forever. That fact is revealed in the fifth mantra. And as I said, the sixth mantra we saw, and the person who is deluded by his attachment to wealth, arthakamas, and who is confused, such a person, this teaching even will not be appealing at all for such a person. the teaching, even if the teaching is given to him, it will not be appealing at all for him. It will not be acceptable for him. Samparayaha, the traditional teaching of the Shastram, na bhati, does not shine for him, does not become something appealing for that person. For such a person, why? Because the person who does not accept the Shastram, who does not know the value of Shastram, for whom, because of immaturity and ignorance, for whom Shastram doesn't even sound appealing, for that person, there's nothing more than this body, nothing beyond this body for him. And for him, there's no understanding of existence of subtle body. There's no existence of understanding of the existence of the Atma. There's no understanding of the existence of other worlds. There's nothing other than the body. And such a person who thinks nothing other than this, and he is the person of arrogance, such a person again and again and again becomes subject to mortality. He remains under the control of Lord Yama. So Lord Yama himself says. Then the seventh mantra we saw in the previous class, how precious this Atma is, how rare it is, how abstract it is. Shravanaya api bahubihi yaha na labhyaha. This Atma, this absolute reality obtaining as one's own sarupam, implied by the term Atma, is not available for understanding, even if people are given to the discipline of listening, if they're not ready for it. And even if people listen, they do not understand. Shunvantaha api bhavaha na vidyuhoyam. And the person who can unfold the nature of that Atma is a wonder. Vakta, the speaker of that Atma, speaker about the Atma. Not about the Atma. The person who talks about the nature of the Atma is also a wonder. Kushalaha, vakta, ascharyaha. Asya labdha ascharyaha. The person who really arrives at that Atma is also a wonder. And jnata, kushala anusishtaha, kushalaha anusishtaha ascharyaha. And this disciple, an intelligent disciple who listens to the teaching and understands, is also a wonder. Just even the person who is committed to the teaching and the person who is committed to the study of the Shastram, the teacher and the taught are glorified in this mantra, seventh mantra. Okay, we had entered into the new mantra today. Don't worry, we'll be doing these mantras again with the Bhashyam. We will understand them better. Okay. Just I want to sum up quickly. Eighth mantra today. Nanarena varena prokta yesha. Nanarena varena prokta yesha. Suvigneyo bahudha chintyamanaha. Nanarena varena prokta yesha. Suvigneyo bahudha chintyamanaha. Ananya prokte gatiratra nasti. Aniyan yatarkyamanu pramanat. Ananya prokte gatiratra nasti. Aniyan yatarkyam anupramanat. I'll read it together. Aniyan hyatarkyam anupramanat. அணியான் ஹ்யதர்க்யமன்னு பிரமாணாத் நரேணாவரேண ப்ரோக்தயேஷ சுவிஜ்ஞேயோ பஹுதா சிந்த்யமானஹ நரேணாவரேண ப்ரோக்தயேஷ சுவிஜ்ஞேயோ பஹுதா சிந்த்யமானஹ நரேணாவரேண ப்ரோக்தயேஷ சுவிஜ்ஞேயோ பஹுதா சிந்த்யமானஹ அனன்ய ப்ரோக்தே கதிரத்ர நாஸ்தி அணியான் ஹ்யதர்க்யமனு ப்ரமாணாத் அனன்ய ப்ரோக்தே கதிரத்ர நாஸ்தி அணியான் ஹ்யதர்க்யமனு ப்ரமாணாத் நைஷா தர்க்கேண மதிராபநேயம் ப்ரோக்தான்யேனைவ சுஜ்ஞானாய ப்ரேஷ்ட நைஷா தர்க்கேண மதிராபநேயம் ப்ரோக்தான்யேனைவ சுஜ்ஞானாய ப்ரேஷ்ட யாம் த்வமாபசத்ய த்ருதிர்பதாசி த்வாத்ருங்னோ போயா நசிகேத ப்ரஷ்ட யாம் த்வமாபசத்ய த்ருதிர்பதாசி த்வாத்ருங்னோ போயா நசிகேத ப்ரஷ்ட நைஷா தர்க்கேண மதிராபநேய ப்ரோக்தான்யேனைவ சுஜ்ஞானாய ப்ரேஷ்ட யாம் த்வமாபசத்ய த்ருதிர்பதாசி த்வாத்ருங்னோ பய பூயா நசிகேத ப்ரஷ்ட நைஷா தர்க்கேண மதிராபநேய ப்ரோக்தான்யேனைவ சுஜ்ஞானாய ப்ரேஷ்ட யாம் த்வமாபசத்ய த்ருதிர்பதாசி த்வாத்ருங்னோ பூயா நசிகேத ப்ரஷ்ட எய்த் மந்த்ரா நரேணாவரேண ப்ரோக்தயேஷ சுவிஜ்ஞேயோ பஹுதா சிந்த்யமானஹ அனன்ய ப்ரோக்தே கதிரத்ர நாஸ்தி அணியான் ஹ்யதர்க்யமனு ப்ரமாணாத் நரேணாவரேண ப்ரோக்தயேஷ So here, when you are reading, we are dropping the visarga. Otherwise, it's a visarga. Just breaking this mantra, you have visarga comes. Na narena varena prokta yesha suvigneyo bahudhamanya bahudha chintyamanaha. For chanting, we are dropping the visarga. But for meaning, we are adding the visarga. Na narena avarena prokta. ஏஷ சுவிஜ்ஞேயஹ பஹுதா சிந்த்யமானஹ அனன்ய ப்ரோக்தே கதிஹி அத்ர நாஸ்தி கதிரத்ர நாஸ்தி கதிரத்ர நாஸ்தி அணியான் ஹி அதர்க்யம் அனுப்ரமாணாத் In this eighth mantra also, Lord Yama praises the Sikshakaha, praises the Adhyapakaha. In this eighth mantra also, there is again praise, glorification of the Acharyaha, the teacher. He does not teach, glorify the teacher directly. Instead, he glorifies the oral teaching. Even when the teaching is praised, it becomes the praise of the teacher as well as the praise of the student. So the glory, as I said already, the praising of the teaching becomes the praising of the teacher and the taught also. Because without the teacher, the teaching cannot happen. Without the student, also the teaching cannot happen. The teaching happens only when the teacher and the taught come together. Therefore, the praising of the teaching is actually the praising of the teacher and the taught also. And first, Lord Yama really praises the Sishyaha, the disciple. Therefore, his importance is first given for the disciple only. Because the student alone approaches the teacher for knowledge. Therefore, such a student who knows the value of the teaching, who accepts Vedashastram as the Pramanam, and having faith in the Shastram, reverence for the Shastram, and with the commitment to the pursuit of Jnanam, knowing the importance of studying with the teacher, who approaches the teacher, and who really approaches the teacher, thereby even contributes for the praise of the teacher, such a student is given importance first by the Lord Yama. And here, Lord Yama himself says, this knowledge of the absolute reality, Brahma Jnanam, is always said to be Atma Jnanam. Why? Even though knowledge of the reality of the entire cosmos implied by the term Brahma has to be, can be arrived at as one's own Swarupam. Because Brahman, the reality can never be arrived at as an object. The reality can be, has to be always arrived at only as the Swarupam of the subject, one's own self. Therefore, and such knowledge of the self involves tremendously involved the teacher with tremendous involvement in teaching also. Therefore, the teacher has to teach the subject matter, the abstract subject matter, which is absolutely imperceptible, invisible, which cannot be conceived, which is inconceivable, which is not available for thinking, which is not available for perception, it's not available for even description. And that abstract thing the teacher has to reveal. The teacher has to communicate the abstract subject matter, abstract fact, abstract reality, which cannot be described using words. Therefore, the teacher himself, here, the Lord Yama says, Aniyan, Anupramanat Aniyan. Please, the word Anupramanat Aniyan. Here, this all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost self, is actually how abstract it is. Anupramanat Aniyan. Suppose if we take all the five elements. Now, Atma is immeasurable. Atma is measured. Immeasurable Atma is measured. How is measured? Okay, immeasurable Atma is measured in terms of the number of properties. There are five elements. We know Prithivi, five elements. Prithivi, Vayuhu, Agnihi, ಆಪಃ ಆಕಾಶಃ ಫೈವ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಸಟ್ಲೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಸಟ್ಲ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಈಚ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಟೀಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಆಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಶಬ್ದ ಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ರೂಪ ರಸ ಗಂಧಾ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಫೈವ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಫೈವ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಈಚ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಅರ್ಥ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ದಿ ಗ್ರಾಸೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅರ್ಥ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅರ್ಥ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಮೆಲ್ ಗಂಧ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎಂಡೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದರ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ That's why Prithivi, the earth element, is endowed with five properties. Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandhaha, sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. And earth being earth happens to be endowed with all five properties. Earth is the grossest of the elements. Therefore, earth is available for perception objectification. It can be arrived through earth can be understood through five sense organs. Why? It has all the five properties. Earth can be understood through five sense organs because endowed with five properties. Therefore, it is the grossest of the elements. Similarly, the space has only one because the subtlest of the elements, only one. And space can be, space is only one. And the air has two properties, its own property and property of the space. Fire has three properties, its own and the properties of the space and the air. Of course, water has four properties. Like this, each element has its own property and along with the properties of other preceding elements. Therefore, the space is the subtlest because space has got only one property of Shabdaha. And here, what about the Atma? We can say space is, earth is the grossest and then subtler than the space is as the space is the subtlest and we can say earth is the grossest and less gross is the water and again we can say grosser than space is air and grosser than air is fire and grosser than fire is water and grosser than water is the earth. Therefore, earth is the grossest of all elements. And this Akashaha, having only one attribute is subtlest of the elements. And here, we're talking about the Atma, which is much, much, much subtler than even the space. Space itself is said to be, space being all, subtlest is all pervasive, all accommodative. And Atma is accommodative of even the space. Atma is subtler than the space. Because Atma is the Swarupma of this space also. And that's an Atma. Atma is absolutely of the nature of attributelessness. Atma is absolutely free from all properties. Atma is Nirgunaha. Okay. Space is Sagunaha. Vayuhu is Sagunaha, the air is Sagunaha, Agnihi is Sagunaha, the fire is Sagunaha, earth is Saguna. Every element is, element has properties. And so Atma is absolutely free from all properties. No, Atma is of the nature of attributelessness. Nirgunaha Atma, Nirgunam Brahma. Therefore, Atma has no properties. No gunas, therefore it is not available for perception through any of the instruments of knowledge. It's called, so you, we have learned this word, aprameya. One of the words used to unfold the nature of the Atma is aprameya. Atma aprameya. Aprameya means, prameya means, so pramata knower. Pramanam, instrument of knowledge. Pramata, subject of knowledge. Prameyam is object of knowledge. And anything which can be perceived, objectified, known through any of these sense organs is a prameya. Prameya vishyaha. Vishyaha prameyaha. Atma is aprameyaha. Atma is imperceptible. Atma cannot be arrived at through any of the sense organs because atmanaha gunaha nasanti. Nirgunatvat atma aprameyaha. Therefore, atma is the subtlest, subtler than this space. Therefore, atma being not available for perception, atma is not available for atma being very swarupam of the intellect also. Therefore, atma is not an object of knowledge, not object of perception, atma is an object of conception also. Atma is inconceivable. Therefore, atma cannot be, atma available for intellectual exercise. Atma is available for reasoning also. Atarkhyaha. Atma is atarkhyaha. Aprameyaha, atarkhyaha. So here, I'm going to see all this. How sukshma it is. Atarkyam anupramanam aniyan. Aniyan means extremely subtle. The nothing is subtler than the Atma. Atma is subtlest of everything because subtler than the subtlest space. And atarkyaha, because Atma is available for reasoning. Why Atma is available for reasoning? Because Atma is available for conception. Atma is available for world description. Atma is available for sense perception also. Why? Anupramanat, due to its subtlest nature. Therefore, see anything, what is it which can be discussed, which can be discussed, anything which can be taken for discussion, argument, or reasoning, is anything which can be perceived, a perceptible object alone can be taken for discussion, can be taken for reasoning. Whereas, because for you to argue, for you to reason out, you need a lot of information about the object. The no information, no data about the Atma is, you know, accessible, because Atma is not an object, first of all. Atma is not even an object, and subtlest, no gunas, so imperceptible, therefore inconceivable, therefore it cannot be taken for discussion. Atarkyaha, that which cannot be taken for any discussion, that which cannot be taken for any reasoning, can't reason out. See, any if anything taken for reasoning can help a person have only speculate, whereas your Atma, and even if a person is capable of speculating something, he can arrive at it properly. Therefore, speculation is never taken as a valid means of knowledge. You can't even imagine how Atman looks. You can't think how Atma is. So, Achintyaha. Achintyaha Atma, Atarkyaha Atma, Aprameyaha Atma. Aprameya is not here. Therefore, we have to talk about Aprameyatvam, the imperceptibility of Atma, when we say Atma is Atarkyaha. Why Atma is not available for any discussion? Because Atma is available for perception. Which means, that is why Atma being not available for reasoning, here we have to say anything available for reasoning comes under the category, title of, category of science. Therefore, the even, that's why Atma is Atarkyaha, means not available for any logical explanation. It is distinct beyond logic. That's why the Vedantic teaching itself is not scientific. I told you many times, even though Vedanta Shastram does not contradict science, it is not scientific. Therefore, it is said in this context, Na narena avarena proktaha eshaha suvijnayaha bahudha chintyamanaha. That is why, as Atma is imperceptible, Atma is inconceivable, Atma is indescribable, Atma has no gunas, Atma has no attribute, Atma has no properties, Atma is bahudha chintyamanaha. Atma is something which is being thought of in different ways by different people. Atma is being thought in different ways by different people. Bahudha chintyamanaha. Some people think of Atma differently. Some other people think of Atma differently. Why this? That means there are various speculations, various ideas of the Atma. Why Atma? Because it's not available for any reasoning. Similarly here, and this Atma, because there are people of different schools of thought who mistake the mere physical body itself as the self. There are people who mistake, not only who go beyond the body and take the mind as the self. And there are people who mistake, people have different views of the Atma, the reality. Whereas here, people also think Atma is like a minute atom. People are of the view as Atma is all pervasive. But Atma is, Atma is very big, Atma is small. Like people have different views and conclusions about the Atma. And people do not know. Is Atma means how many Atmas are there? People do not have idea. They're confused about the Atmas. They think some people take Atmas to be many. Some people think Atma is different from Paramatma. Some people have the doubt whether Paramatma exists or not. So, different people of different schools of thought. Okay, Sankhya philosopher, Nyaya Vaisheshika philosopher, Tarka philosopher, people of different schools of thought have different views of Atma. Therefore, here, Atma, Lord Yama says, Na suvigyeha, comes first. Narena avarena proktaha yeshaha na suvigyeha. Narena avarena proktaha yeshaha na suvigyeha. Bahudha chintna suvigyeha means it is vigyeha, it can be known. But na suvigyeha, it cannot be known clearly. Atma is that which cannot be known clearly. If there is no sampradaya with the teacher, if this nature of the Atma is not unfolded by a sampradaya with the teacher, then this Atma cannot be understood clearly. Narena avarena proktaha na yeshaha suvigneyaha yeshaha. This Atma cannot be easily, clearly understood at all. Not at all easily understandable if it is not unfolded, communicated by a sampradaya with teacher. I mean, a competent teacher who can communicate properly. Narena avarena. All about the Atma. So, such an Atma has to be communicated. Such an Atma has to be brought to light by the teacher. So he says, avarena narena. See, avaraha naraha. See, varaha naraha means exalted person. Avaraha naraha means not a very person, a mediocre person. Avarena narena means avarena. But here naraha, here means the person. Who the person? The teacher. So avarena narena, by an ordinary teacher, a mediocre teacher, who is very inferior in his caliber, such a person, by him, I mean, who cannot really unfold the nature of the self properly, who does not know the sampradaya, by such a person, narena avarena proktaha, if this Atma is communicated, then na suvigneyaha, it cannot be understood properly. And then bahudha chintyamanaha, which Atma? This Atma already mistaken to be different things, already which is thought of differently by different people, different philosophers. Atma which is bahudha chintyamanaha yeshaha Atma na suvigneyaha. Vare narena avarena proktaha, such an abstract Atma, if which is already mistaken to be different things, which is misunderstood differently, variously by different people, such Atma, if it is unfolded, if it is taught by an ordinary person of inferior caliber, okay, who does not know the sampradaya, then this Atma cannot be understood at all. How do you take it now? Bahudha chintyamanaha yeshaha narena avarena proktaha na suvigneyaha. This Atma cannot be understood at all. Which Atma? The Atma which is already mistaken to, which is mistaken to be different things, which is mistaken differently by different people, cannot be understood at all if it is taught by an ordinary asampradaya with the teacher, does not know, who does not know how to teach. Ananya proktaha gatiratra nasti. Ananya proktaha gatiratra nasti. So, not an ordinary thing, it must be properly communicated. Therefore, ananya prokte. Anya prokta means, if it's not properly taught. Ananya prokte, when it is taught properly without any doubt, ಅನನ್ಯ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತೆ. ಅನನ್ಯ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತಂ ಹಿಯರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಇಂಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಥಾಟ್ ಆಫ್. ದಿಸ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಇಂಪ್ಲಾಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಎನ್ಕ್ವೈರಿ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಓಕೆ, ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಇಂಪ್ಲಾಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಎನ್ಕ್ವೈರಿ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ will not be successful unless it is taught properly. Ananya prokte, atra gatihi nasti means no end can be accomplished. So ananya means another person, anyaha another person. Ananyaha here is another title given to the teacher himself. Prokta means unfolded, explained, taught. Ananya prokte, when this nature of the self is unfolded by the teacher, ananya prokte, ananyaha is a title given to the teacher here. Ananya prokte, ananyena yada uchyate, ananya prokte, when the subject matter of the shastram, in terms of the nature of the self, is unfolded by the teacher, ananya prokte, ಅನನ್ಯ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತೆ ಗತಿರತ್ರ ನಾಸ್ತಿ. ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ ದ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ದೆನ್ ಗತಿ ಅತ್ರ ನಾಸ್ತಿ. ಸಿ, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಕಾರ, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಬಿ ವೆರಿ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲ್. ಗತಿ ಅಗತಿ, ಟು ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್. Agatihi, akara in the form of avagraha is not there. Agatihi atra nasti, ananya prokte gatiratra nasti. When the atma is properly unfolded by an exalted teacher, ananyaha, then agatihi atra nasti. Gatihi, he means arriving at the Atma is Gatihi. Reaching the Atma in terms of knowledge is Gatihi. Not reaching the Atma in terms of understanding is Agatihi. So Agatihi Atra Nasti. There will not be non-understanding. Ananya Prokte ಅಗತಿರತ್ರ ನಾಸ್ತಿ, ಅನನ್ಯ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತೆ ಅಗತಿರತ್ರ ನಾಸ್ತಿ. ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಕಮ್ಯುನಿಕೇಟೆಡ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ಟೀಚರ್, ದೆನ್ ದರ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ನಾನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್. ವಾಟ್ ಬಿ ದರ್ ದೆನ್? ದೇರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಗತಿ, ದೇರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್. ಸಿ, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್, ಗತಿ ಇಂಪ್ಲೈಸ್ ಅರೇವಿಂಗ್ ಅಟ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ. Happens. Arriving at the Atma happens. Gatihi means arriving at the Atma in terms of understanding. Gatihi happens when it is taught by an exalted teacher who knows the sampradaya. Ananyaha. Please make a note. Ananyaha. Okay, anyaha literally means another person. Ananyaha here in this context, in this mantra, is a title attributed to the teacher. Ananyena proktam, ananya proktam. Prokta means communicated, taught, unfolded. Ananya prokte, when this nature of the atma, subject matter of the shastram, is unfolded, explained by the teacher, then agatihi nasti. There is no non-understanding of the teaching. There will be gatihi, gatihi. There will be understanding. There'll be understanding means there'll be arriving at the Atma. Arriving at the Atma in terms of understanding happens when it is unfolded by the teacher. Proper person. Ananya prokte gatihi atra nasti. Gatiratra nasti means agatihi atra nasti. Please make note. Ananya prokte agatihi atra nasti. There is no non-understanding, non-arriving at the Atma in terms of understanding when it is unfolded by the teacher. But there will be understanding of the Atma properly if it is unfolded by the teacher. And who is that? Aniyan hi atarkyam abnu pramanat. All these words talk about the nature of the Atma. Aniyan atrakyam anupramanat. As Atma is subtlest, Atma is the nature of extremely subtle. Atma is extremely subtle. Due to its extreme subtleness, and yes, it is not available for any reasoning, as it is not available for perception, description, conception, as it is much subtler than even everything else, this Atma, which is mistaken to be different things, which is thought of differently by different people, this Atma cannot be easily understood at all if it is unfolded by a teacher of inferior caliber. But Ananya Prokta, when it is properly taught by an exalted teacher, definitely there will not be non-understanding. There will be arriving at the Atma in terms of understanding, in terms of knowledge. This is the meaning of this mantra. Is it clear? Have you got it? I'll repeat again. Avarena narena proktaha yeshaha bahudha chintyamanaha na suvigneyaha. Sentence number one. How is the proverb he? Avarena narena proktaha yeshaha bahudha chintyamanaha na suvigneyaha. Aniyan hi atarkyam anupramanat. Ananya prokte agatihi atra nasti, atra gatihi asti. Is it clear? See the word gatihi. Have you understood what is gatihi? Okay. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. You must make two sentences. Ananya prokte agatihi atra nasti, gatihi atra asti. Nare avarena narena proktaha na suvigneyaha. What is the big deal? The proper teacher is communicating subject matter, Atma can be arrived at. The teacher who does not know sampradaya teaches, you cannot arrive at it. That's the meaning. So, Yamadhar Maharaja only presents the praises the teacher, how important it is to study with the help of a teacher who knows the sampradaya. Because it's always said, we see, Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam Gurumeva Abhigachet Tad Vijnanartam. One should approach a teacher who is Shrotriha, who is a Brahmanishtaha, for the proper understanding of the truth. Always it is said. Again, it is not that once listening once, repeatedly listening to the unfoldment of the nature of the self is important for subject matter to really sink into one's understanding, into one's mind. listening to subject matter once in a while will not work. Okay, have you got the literal meaning now? The mantra? Naisha tarkena matirapaneya proktanyenaiva sugnanaya preshtha yam tvamapasatya dhritirbatasi twadrungno bhoya nachiketav prashtha. నైషా తర్కేణ మతిరాపనేయ ప్రోక్తాన్యేనైవ సుజ్ఞానాయ ప్రేష్ఠ యాం త్వమాపసత్య ధృతిర్ బత నచికేతః ప్రష్టా. సో లార్డ్ యమా continues to praise the teaching, where he emphatically states that Atma Jnanam has to happen only with the help of the teacher. It means self-enquiry should not be done independently at all. Which means even the teacher also should use Vedanta Shastram as the pramana. If any human being, whoever claims himself to be a guru, and he says, I'm a guru, and they're all my disciples, I'm helping them for their spiritual progress. If a person says, what is it he uses? If he is not teaching the Vedanta Shastram, and he can, by giving them some emotional support, the person can keep them under his spell. Then he only makes the people, disciples, follow the cult. The teacher who does not use the Vedanta Shastram for the unfoldment should not be accepted as the teacher, according to the Shastra. Without teaching the Vedanta Shastram, without unfolding subject matter of the Vedanta Shastram, the teacher simply teaches values and good things. And of course, he may help a person worship and pray, etc. And because of his loving nature and all, people may fall flat for him. That's good. He may be a good person, but still, it will not help people in freeing themselves from emotional dependence. Therefore, the Hajj people who is not follow the Shabshastram, only contributes for the cult establishment. Definitely there is no spiritual vision possible. That is why this inquiry into the nature of the self, knowledge of one's own sarupa, self, must be with the help of the teacher. Which means accepting Vedanta Shastram as the pramanam. So Veda Shastram should be accepted as the pramanam. Then one must study the Shastram with the help of the teacher. The teacher who follows this Veda Shastram as the pramanam alone should be accepted as the teacher. This is this is what accepted by all the sampradaya teachers, the tradition. So Lord Yama here emphasizes that fact that one should not pursue self-knowledge independently without the help of a sampradaya teacher who strictly follows the Vedic way of life. So, and in Chandogya Upanishad it is said, Acharyavan Purushaha Veda the person who has teacher alone arrives at the truth. Of course, you yourself know how it was emphasized in Mundaka Upanishad. For the attainment of knowledge of Brahman, one should definitely approach the teacher who has performed knowledge of the Shastram and who is Sampradayavit, who is Shotriha and who is Brahmanishtaha. So anyway, and who is Acharya? So he says, Naisha Tarkena Matihi Apaniya. Proktanyeneva Sugyanaya Preshta. In fact, Esha Matihi Tarkena Na Apaniya. So, Yesha Matihi means, here Matihi means knowledge. Yetat Jnanam. Idam Jnanam. Because Matihi is a Strilinga Shabdaha. Therefore, Yesha Matihi means Yetat Jnanam. This knowledge of what? This knowledge of one's own Swarupam. Yesha Matihi, this knowledge of the all pervasive reality obtaining as one's own self, na apaneya, cannot be attained. How tarkena means using logical reasoning. Making use of logical reasoning, the knowledge of the self cannot be attained. Yesha matihi tarkena na apaneya. Why? Because tarkaha means reasoning. Logical reasoning. So any logical reasoning is dependent on the data we gather through perception. Unless we gather data through perception of something, and we cannot take that object for logical reasoning. And what about Atma? Atma is not available. Why Atma? Atma is not available for perception at all. Not available for conception also. Atma is not an object. Atma has no attributes. Atma has no properties. So Atma is not available for any logical reasoning also. Atarkyaha. Therefore, Atma is Atarkyaha. Therefore, the knowledge of the self cannot be attained using logical reasoning. Yesha matihi tarkena na apaneya. Hundred times I've been telling you this. Knowledge of what is science and making use of what is technology. And knowledge, science and technology is purely dependent on perceptual data. And here, that is why Atma is beyond science and logical reasoning. Why? Here, what is implied by the term Atma is the abstract formless reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure awareness, which is beyond everything. So he says, Esha matihi tarkena na apaneya. And Lord Yama, before he even begins his teaching, he already tells no. No tarka can be used, no logical reasoning can be used to arrive at the nature of the Atma, to the knowledge of the self. So, when it is said in the Shastram, Atma Jnanam, self-knowledge cannot be attained through logical reasoning means, does not mean that Shastram undermines, underestimates science. Just the fact is revealed here. Of course, science has its own beauty, its own contributions, its own we enjoy countless number of benefits making use of science. But for moksha praptihi, which is our absolute goal, ultimate goal for everlasting peace and happiness, what we need is knowledge of the self, and that knowledge of the self cannot be attained using logical reasoning. That's the fact is revealed here. Na tarkena matirapaneya, esha matihi tarkena na apaneya. And how? The only pramanam that can be made use of to arrive at this swarupam is what? Vedanta Shastra Pramanam. And the Shastra Pramanam should be operated by a Champradaya with the teacher. Vedanta Shastra Pramanam must be operated by Sampradaya with the teacher. Which means the words of the Shastra are unfolded by the teacher. Then the words have the capacity to reflect your swarupam. There's a way how the word should be handled. Therefore, Vedanta Shastram, obtaining in the form of sound, the words, Shabda Pramanam, when operated, when handled by the Guru, who knows the method of unfoldment, then Atma Swarupam becomes reflected. Naisha matihi, Naisha tarkena matirapaneya, proktanyenaiva sujnanaya preshta. Prokta anyena yeva. See, if you break it, prokta anyena yeva prokta. Anyena, already I said, anyena prokta. Again, I tell you, here anyaha, ananyaha is teacher. Anyaha, here is the teacher. Anyena means acharyena prokta. Anyena prokta matihi, knowledge. The prokta is adjective of the word matihi. Anyena prokta matihi means acharyena prokta matihi. The knowledge communicated by the teacher, anyena prokta here, sujnanaya contributes for proper understanding. So preshta means, hey, the dearest, priyaha. The priyaha means dear. Okay, and preshta is dearest. Hey preshta, O dearest Nachiketas, O dearest Nachiketas, when this Atma Jnanam Esha Madhi Anyena Prokta, when it is properly communicated by the teacher, okay, then this knowledge is what? It is contributes for the proper understanding. Sujnanaya. Sujnanam means what? Jnanam, understanding. സുജ്ഞാനം, പ്രോപ്പർ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡിങ്, കറക്റ്റ് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡിങ്, ഡൗട്ട് ഫ്രീ കോംപ്രിഹെൻഷൻ, ഡൗട്ട് ഫ്രീ ക്ലിയർ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡിങ്. സോ അന്യേന പ്രോക്താമതി സുജ്ഞാനായ ഭവതി. ഹേ പ്രേഷ്ഠ, ഓ ഡിയറസ്റ്റ് സ്റ്റുഡന്റ്, വെൻ ദി സെൽഫ് നോളജ് ഈസ് ടോട്ട് imparted by a teacher, acharyaha, anyena prokta, how, who is sampradayavid, who follows the shastram, who lives vedantic teaching himself by such a teacher, then it contributes for doubt free clear understanding, comprehension on the part of the student. Otherwise, this teaching cannot be attained at all in making use of logical reasoning. Yeshamatihi tarkena na apaniya anyena prokta eva സുജ്ഞാനായ. ഹേ പ്രേഷ്ഠ, യേഷാമതി തർക്കേന ആപനീയ അന്യേന പ്രോക്താ സുജ്ഞാനായ ഭവതി. ഭവതി മാഡി, യാം ത്വം ആപഹ, യാം ത്വം ആപഹ. ആൻഡ് ഹീ സേസ് ലോർഡ് യമ പാറ്റ്സ് ഹിംസെൽഫ്, ഓ യു ആർ വെരി ലക്കി നചികേതസ്. Tvam apaha means what? Yam tvam apaha. That knowledge you have got it. He had not got it. But see, now Lord Yama says, Yam tvam apaha. You already attained that knowledge. How? You take it for granted you got it, because right in front of you, you have me as your teacher. You have me as your teacher. So take it for granted that you got this knowledge. Yam, yam matim tvam apaha. Yam matim tvam apaha. That precious knowledge which cannot be attained at all through logical reasoning, which can be attained only when it is properly communicated by the teacher. The teaching becomes clear only when it is communicated by the teacher. Such knowledge, you have got it already because you have already teacher. Got already means take it for granted that you already got the knowledge because you have me right in front of you as your teacher. Why? How dare Lord Yama tells this to Nachiketas? Because Lord Yama appreciates Nachiketas' firmness. And he says, alas, but alas, satyadhritihi asi, tvam satyadhritihi asi. Satyadhritihi means, hey Nachiketas, you are a person of real commitment. Satyadhritihi, you are a disciple of real commitment, real resolve. You are a disciple of real resolve and real commitment, true resolve. Hey Bhata, Satya Dhritihi Asi. Dhritihi means resolve. Hey Nachiketas, you are of true resolve. You are of real commitment. You are not you are not, you are a very serious seeker. But you are satyadhrati, satyadhrati tvam asi. Therefore, Nachiketas, O dearest disciple Nachiketas, tvam yammatim apaha. You have the knowledge, that knowledge, you have already got it because you are of real commitment and real resolve. So you have a teacher in front of you, that I'm myself here in front of you as your teacher. See, every teacher also must be extremely happy when he or she happens to get real committed students. Not only the teacher can inspire, the student also can inspire the teacher with his commitment. Nachiketa is a very inspiring disciple for a great teacher like Lord Yama. Twadruk naha bhuyat prashta Nachiketaha. Twadruk prashta. Prashta means rikarantaha, pullingaha, prashtru shabdaha. Prashta is rikarantaha, pullingaha, prashtru shabdaha. Asker, the one who asks. You don't say the word asker, okay? Like the one who, eater, runner, etc. Prashta. Yaha prichati saha prashta. The one who asks, one who is begging for knowledge, prashta. Okay? Prashta, twadrik prashta, na bhuyat. He Nachiketaha, twadrik prashta na bhuyat. Bhuyat means may be. Na bhuyat may not be. Little meaning, okay? But naha, not na. Please make a note, naha, not na. Naha for us. For us implies for me. Okay. Twadrik prashta naha bhuyat. Means what? May we have. Naha means for us. He Nachiketas. May there be disciples like you. A disciple of your standard. A disciple like Twadrik. A disciple of your sort. Twadrik prashta, a disciple of yours, like you, Twadrik prashta, who's begging for knowledge, who asks for knowledge, be there for us. Naha, Twadrik prashta bhuyat, may there be disciples like you for us. Means what? May we have disciples like you, hey Nachiketas. It's a prayer of the teacher, okay? May we have disciples like you. May there be disciples for us like you. Naha, for us, not na. Bhuyat, may there be for us disciples like you who aspire for knowledge, who ask for knowledge. Prashta. Okay. See, the teaching helps the teacher to be in the Shastra. Therefore, there's always mutual help. The teacher is equally grateful to the students. The students all give an opportunity for the teacher to be dwelling upon subject matter of the Shastra. The teachers, all students also, of course, benefit from the teaching. And for Nachiketas, Lord Yama is very appreciative of Nachiketas. Hey Nachiketas, hey Nachiketaha, Twadrik Prashta Naha Bhuyat. No? May we have disciples of your sort, disciples like you, who are very, who not simple, ordinary disciples, very committed disciples, the people of committed resolve, real resolve, real commitment, with the focus and with the adequate dispassion, discriminative understanding, with all disciplines, the all qualifications. Nachiketas has all qualifications required for the pursuit of jnanam. And it's very rare to find such a disciple who is ready for receiving the teaching with all proper qualifications, the total commitment and begging for knowledge. Therefore, the teacher also is highly appreciative of such disciples' commitment. So he himself said, how lucky we are to have a disciple like you. See, in Sanskritam, we always use plural form, even if there's a single person. So may there be a student like you for me, instead of saying for me, is nice way of saying for us. He includes all the teachers in Sampradaya also. May we all the teachers have disciples of your caliber, your standard, your interest, your commitment, your resolve. Twadrik prashta naha bhuyat. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.